Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So many times we will read articles about improving our elevator pitch. And of course, an elevator pitch, the word elevator pitch started because how many seconds did you have from the floor you got on the elevator till you got off? And if you had to tell someone about your business, how would you concisely tell them and deliver a message that would be compelling? So we understand that, and we understand that our marketing communications and our websites and our sales pitches and prospecting have to be concise. It's about language. It's about using the right language, the right words, because if we could know what the right words are and we could communicate the right words to the people that we were doing business with, we would never have a sales problem. We would never have feast and famine cycle where the work came in and it didn't come in. We would be able to hit the target all of the time. So we focus on that all the time. We focus on how to improve our communications through our business. But you know, the one thing most CEOs, presidents, and business owners don't do is they don't focus on their personal communications. They don't focus on their language, on their command of the English language. They don't focus on their vocabulary and what they use and how they use it. They're talking to someone, and are they really listening? You really need to listen to what you're saying. You really need to hear what you're saying while you're saying it. You need to be looking at the body language of the person you're talking to. You need to be in a situation of saying, am I reaching them? You know, every time you talk to someone in your business, just pretend that you are on stage. And it's the most important speech that you've ever given in your whole life. And what happens in that most important speech in front of hundreds and hundreds of people is going to affect your business for years to come. So you have to have command of the language. You have to understand who the person you're talking to is. You have to understand exactly how to communicate with them so you can get them to relate and be on your side, to see your point of view, to buy your product, to be an employee of yours, to be motivated. You see, language is extremely important, but we don't spend enough time studying language. So what we want to do is we want to listen to people who are successful. How do they word things? How do they phrase things? You know, if you have the very successful comics, the people who grew up doing it's called the Borscht Circuit in New York, the Concord in all of those hotels, the hotels where everybody went in the summertime because New York was so hot and there was no air conditioning. Those comedians lasted for years and years because they did the work. They went on stage. They tried their routines out. And people are doing the same thing today. They go to the comedy clubs. They work the room. You have to work the room. You have to be a performer. You have to understand exactly what you're saying. That's the problem with comedy today. Some of it's not really funny. It's not really funny. It doesn't really hit the right tone because they're not working it. Are you hitting the right tone with your business? Are you hitting the right tone with your people? Do they see you as a leader because of the command of your language? Or do they just go, yeah, I work here. I'll show up. I'll go home at 5 o'clock and I won't think about it. You can make a difference just by listening to the people you're talking to your employees, to your customers, and to yourself. You are the most important person in the company. You lead the company. So let's think about what our communication is, and let's try to do the best we can to improve it and to improve the words that we use that will help us deliver the message that we want to deliver. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.